It's not. About a quarter of the way down from the top, last word. A guy loaned money to a Jew and took the Jew's chametz as collateral. After Pesach, mutter. After Pesach, it's mutter ba'ano. Mori says, no, you know me, dear, you know, that's low. Bechora, what difference it make? What are you going to tell me? That the Jew left the chametz by the guy. Right? Ho amris nochrim Yisrael okoni. But the Maisa, a goy, isn't Kona Mashkin. So what do you care if the Jew left the chametz by the goy? Right, L'chor, the goy's not Kona. So the Jew should be over by the Ram, by the Motzai, and should be Osir Bano. L'kasha. Hada omer lemi achshav, hada lo omer lemi achshav. In this case, it's talking where the Jew told the goy that if I don't pay you, then you should be Kona me achshav. So there's two things. One, he left it by him, and he told him that if I don't pay you, that the kinyan of what I'm giving you should be from now. It's as if he's giving it to him now, and then if he pays up, he can be poted. Right, he'll get it back. So then it belongs to the guy completely over Pesach, and that's why it's mutter. Where do you know there's a difference? Where if the person said, Bikona, the collateral now, and if I end up paying up, then I'll redeem it. And if you didn't say me'achshav, then the kinyan doesn't happen till later. The time you're by a goy, by a Jew, the mashkon belongs to the person who's it's collateral to. But by a goy it doesn't, unless you said me'achshav. Then what you're doing is giving him the chametz, and you'll redeem it later on. If you decide to pay for them. The Tanya, Nochri Shehirin Paspurni Eitzel Yisrael, if a goy left a big thing of chametz as collateral by a Jew, ain't over. So the Jew is not over. The Mormonlo, he got Ticha over. But if the goy said, hold on to this collateral, and if I pay you up, then I'll give it back to me. If I don't pay up, it's yours from now. Then he's over. It's over by the Rambam Yimotze. Because then it's his from then. Maishno reisho, maishno seifo. What's the difference if he said he got ticha or lo he got ticha? El alav shmamino, shani deheko, domer le meyachshav, leheko de lo omer meyachshav, shmamino. The difference is whether he said, become it now, and if I pay up, I'll redeem it, or if he said, hold on to it, and if I don't pay up, then from that point on, it'll be yours. Okay, Rashi. Tzna nochri shehilda, v'osivna l'rova le'il, v'shanin and b'shiru netzlo. Right, we said, according to Rava before, this is a kasha, right? It seems like the goy is kone l'mafrei. And we said it's talking where you left it in the rishus of the goy. V'amris hashta divrei hakol nochrim yisrael okone. We just said before that a goy is not kone mashkin. So why isn't the Jew over by the Ram, by the Motzi? Lo kashem asnis and omer like shirinu etzlo im lo etim l'chad yom ploni yesho kome asho. The case where it belongs even to the goy, not as a mashkon, but where the Jew said, if I don't pay you up by the end of Pesach, it should be yours from now. So then, taki, even the goy is kone. Hilkach nokri shehil v'shishrael kim lechomis b'shush nokri. Therefore, from right now, the chametz is in the rishus of the nochri. If he pays up, he can redeem it. The Yisrael shehil this hanochri, kom le b'shus Yisrael. The opposite. A Yisrael that loaned money to a guy, it's b'shus Yisrael. Braisa, the lomer liyasha, the braisa that says that by a guy you're over, always over, right? If the Jew's chametz is in the hands of the guy, because the guy is not kon hamashkon, that's talking where he didn't say me'achshok. Now the Yishar mashkin asana. Yid stam is a mashkin. The kavalos man, shimlo yifrlo, yid bechorim mashkono. The yashumos of the domin. Then he said, look, I plan on paying you. If I don't, at that point, the mashkin, what's it called, will be yours. Hilka fenokri kuvi yisrael, divri akola fiolo porale, asali yisrael lechonis mimenu. Right, if he didn't end up paying up. And the guy got the mashkin afterwards, but that's only mikanu lahaba. Because a goy is not called a mashkin from a Jew. the Chori Mosha Pesach Shei Yisrael Hoya. The Mikan Lahaba Kofa, like Rava says. The Imi Shum Dir Hidol Nochrim Yisrael Bokoni. The fact that he left it in his house as a mashkin doesn't help by a coin. That's only a special halacha by a Jew. The Yisrael Shidol Vapliti. By a Jew who loaned money to a goy on the goy's chametz, and the goy left it in the Jew's house, that's the machlokas Abai and Rava. Man the Usher Sovan, Kivachirinu Balchov Konamashkin. No, so that's the machlokas whether Balchov is Konamashkin, a Jew from a goy, or not. Is it a Kavachomer if a Jew is Konamashkin from a Jew? Kosh came from a goy, or no, the halach was only said by Jews. The Lekalamim or Hakam Mikanalahaba go there. Right here, there's no din of Mikanalahaba, because here you're being Konamed as a Mashkin, not as collateral, a Shibud after the fact. And the one who holds that you're not over, it holds that what's it called, the Jew was never Kona the Mashkin from the Goy. You're only Kona Mashkin from another Jew. Where do you know that even if you left it in the Goy's house, there's a difference whether you said Me'akshav or not? Pas Purni, Pas Gedola, Wafuya B'Tanur Gadol. Pas Purni is a very big loaf of bread. Ke'en Tanurim Shalonu. Sha'at Tanurim Shalohem Ayuktanim. U'metalklin. They used to have movable ovens that were real small, little, like Dutch ovens. U'piyam L'mala. U'madbikin Ha'pas B'Tfanos. She'en Ofin Bola Pitim K'tanim. There you only made small pas. But work at the Milsenokot. The Aydi D'Chashivi Shokalei L'mashkin. You don't give a mashkin a roll. You give a mashkin a big loaf of bread. So that's why it said pas purni. Ain't over the Pesach. The Kesavar Yisroel Minochi Lokani Mashkin. You're not over because the Jew was never Kona the mashkin from the Goy. He got to Yichomei Achshav Komer. In Lo Efrako Adyom Ploni over. Right? If he said that you should be Kona it from now, if I don't pay you, right then, it works like this. Really, I'm giving you the chametz right now. That's what the goy gave the chametz to the Jew. And he said, if I end up paying you, I'll redeem it back. Then it belongs to the Jew, the whole Pesach, and he's over. The Avot Pishlo Yigiyah Zman, even though this man didn't come yet, one way or the other, to pay up the debt, Shemek Shiyagiyah Lo Yifra, the Nimsa over in Afreya B'Vayura, comes out that the Maisa, if he doesn't pay up, he's over by the Ruah. If he redeems it in the end, so then the Mafreya, it's his. Maishna Reisha, Ihi Gatiko, Lab Miyashavu, Maiko Mahani. Belati Gatiko, Nomiki, Motuzmane, Velopora, Shokale Bechovo. Elamai, Ihi Gatiko means that you should be Konet Miyashav. So if he said Ihi Gatiko, then they're over. If he didn't say that, then you're not over. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan, Chanusha Yisrael. You have the store of a Jew. Umalai Shal Yisrael. And the stock belongs to a Jew. Upoalei Nochrim Nichnas Nusham, and Goyim come in. The workers are Goyim. Chomet Shinim Shesom Achra Pesach Asa. The Chomet you find there after Pesach is Asher Bano. The Ein Tzarech Lomer Bachila surely is Asher Bachila. Why? Because we assume that the Chomet came from the stock of the Jew. It's the Jew owns the store. He's the one who has the Iker chametz there, and the workers come in and out. So if you find chametz, it's mistaber that it came from the store, not from the workers. And therefore it's us. The opposite, chanu shal nachri, umalai shal nachri. You have a store that belongs to a goy, and the chametz in the store belongs to a goy. Upoali Yisrael nechnas v'yot v'mishon, and Jewish workers come in and out. Chametz shenim shesom achra pesach mutter b'achila. The chametz is mutter. The ain't tzarech lomer b'hanor. It's mutter even to eat, because we assume it's the goy's chametz. Why? Because in the first case, even if it belonged to the poalim nachrim, right, but l'mais, if they left it there, the chotzer of the Jew is chametz. And if he never made beer chametz, so what's it called? So it's chametz of Yisrael. Masha'en came the opposite case, even if the Jew left his chametz, lost his chametz there, he's matkarit. So it belonged to the goy. What's it called? It's in the goy's chatzah. So no matter what, whichever chametz it is, chametz from the stock, or chametz that was lost by the workers, it belongs to the person who owns the store. So if the Jew owns the store, then the chametz is aser. If the guy owns the store, the chametz is mutter. The Rabbeinu Chananu has the opposite girsa. And it's talking where the, what's it called? Mechanusha Yisrael, Malaysha Yisrael, we assume that the Jid made Bedikas chametz. So it's not his chametz. So it must be the worker's chametz. That's why it's mutter. But if it's Chanusha Nachri, right, and Malaysha Nachri, and it's just Poalim, so the Jid didn't make Bedikas chametz on the guy's store. So if he left the chametz there, it's his chametz, it's the Jew's chametz, and he just forgot it, and it's not matzah. And Mela, what's it called, when Pesach comes, it becomes usher, it's a Jew's chametz, in a goy's rishus, but he's over by the room by the matzah. But according to the Rach, it's mechstam, and not talking about a chanus that they sell chametz. According to Rashi, it's talking about a chanus where they sell chametz, where there's stock of chametz, and the question is this chametz from the stock, or chametz that was left together by a worker? Then the opposite is the case. Rashi, Umalai shal Yisrael, pas b'yayin anim ka b'tolcha. Rashi learns the stock is chametz. Oser b'anot, lo talino v'papolim, because it for sure came from the store. We don't assume that it came from the workers. Elamim shal malai hoya, came from the stock. B'shal Yisrael hu. So even though the whole din over here is only the Rabbanon, but it's in Suffolk, the Rabbanon, it's not a Suffolk. It's for sure, like we said, because even if the goy lost it, right, the goy is a worker, but he left it in the Jew's store, so it belongs to the Jew now. Okay, Omar Rav Chisda, the Tzara Shivatel Belipo. However, he has to move the chametz in his heart. Reason, what's it, when we get to this, what's it called? Yeah, okay, that's Mishnah now. Chametz Shinofla Mapolis. Harehu Kimavur. If you have chametz that it got buried under something that fell in, so it's considered mavur. You don't have to go after it and take it out, because the mice were not afraid you're going to come to eat it. And since it's covered up and you can't get to it, you're not over by the Uram by the Motzah. Right? It's enough just to mavatl the chametz. The whole reason that the Rabbanim were machmir, that if you're mavatl it, yet you have to also take it out of your rishus, either because we're afraid you'll come to eat it, or because we're afraid you'll have charata and you'll be over by the Urim by the Motzei. But here, since it's covered up completely, you're not going to have charata, and you're not going to, what's it called, come to eat it. So therefore, bikkul is enough. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer calls Shein HaKelev Yochel HaChapis HaAcharon. Rav Shim Gamliel says, what's called Menaflav Mapoles, where a dog can't get to it. Because if a dog could get to it, we're afraid during Pesach, the dog will pull it out, and then taka, either you'll have charata, and you'll be over by the Urim by the Motzei, or you'll come to eat it. So therefore it has to be completely covered up that a dog couldn't get to it. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. Omer Rav Chisda, the Tzara Shivata Belibo. The Maisa, though, you have to make bikkul. Because even though it's kimavur, right, but we're afraid that what's it called, that you'll it'll get unmavur or whatever. So that, we're what's it called, you still have to make bikkul chametz. Tana kama chafishas hakelev, how much is called, covered over, that a dog can't get to it, shlosh tvachim. If it's buried at least 3 tvachim deep, a dog won't get to it because it can't smell it. Omer le ravachabri rav Yosef Ravashi, hodom reshmur ksofim, ein lohem shmir ele bekarka. Right, we have to bury money. If you're a shomer, the only shmira on money is if you bury it. So mi boyin shlosh tvachim olal, you have to bury it 3 tvachim, or not. You have to bury it so much and a dog can't get to it either. Here it's food. We're afraid that the dog will smell the food and dig it up if it's not 3 tvachim deep. Over there you just have to bury the money that people shouldn't see it and steal it. So you're hiding it. Hiding it, a dog's not going to smell the money. She's not going to dig it up. So therefore, as long as it's covered, it's good enough. The low boy shlosh, you don't need 3 tvachim. The tama, how much do you need? As long as it's covered up, 1 tefach by money is good enough to be considered shmira. By chametz, it's not considered mavur unless it's 3 tefachim deep, so a dog won't smell it and dig it up. Rashi tzor shivako belipo. Shema yifakeach hagal b'moed. We're afraid that maybe somebody will come and dig it up during Yom Tov. B'nimtza ovrala. And then it won't be mavur, and you'll be over by your own by your matzit. It'll be your ishos, and it won't be covered up. K'sofim shapikadon. Ein lohem shmira b'karga. If you're a shomer and money, then the only protection is burying it. I guess putting it in a safe also would be okay. That's like buried. But stop to put it somewhere else, people who can take it. And that's called pshia. Bim lo nosn b'karka v'avdo pshia hi etzlo v'chai. And even the shomer chinam is chai. If you had to protect the money any other way, except for burying it, that's called pshia. The shomer chinam chai v'pshia. Mishum reicha, shakelem mericho mechatato motzio. By chametz you need three tefachim, that the kelev shouldn't be able to smell it and dig it up. But by money, there's nothing to do except that it should be covered. So as long as it's a tefach, it's covered. Misichra is a place, that's where what's it called, where Hebrew came from. Okay, we're pretty much back on the Amid Seder, so we'll start again on Sunday and try to keep up with the Amid.